Welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of April 8th, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. To begin with, the Kearney County Library and the Kansas Humanities are teaming up to bring Women Soldiers of the Civil War, presented by Diane Eekhoff, to the Golden Agers noon event on May 21st at noon. This is a covered dish lunch, so everybody's welcome to attend. So if you're interested in seeing the program, Women Soldiers of the Civil War, be sure to mark your calendars for May 21st. If you would like more information, you can contact the library at 355-6674. On April 14th, the Kearney County Historical Society is having their 60th annual meeting. They will be doing a dinner and a program at the Deerfield Community Building. Doors will open at 6 o'clock. Supper will be served at 6:30. The program that they're bringing in is by Ken Widener. He is a living historian from Copeland, and he is going to be talking about the Plains Indians, and he is also going to be bringing different Native American reproductions that the audiences can look at. So this is going to be, again, on April 14th. Also remember, if you're interested in looking at the Kearney County's artifacts, be sure to stop by the museum. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 9 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The Lincoln Sportsman Club is having their annual meeting Monday, April 9th at 6:30 p.m. This will be at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church. The City of Lincoln has announced the annual spring cleanup. The dates for this is going to be April 23rd through 27th. They're letting everybody know that materials need to be separated and stacked near the alley. Materials are required to be separated into piles by type, such as metal, plastic, wood, and appliances. Items that contain a combination of materials, such as wood and metal, require that the metal and wood be separated. The city crew no longer accepts tires and no vehicles will be picked up. Items which are not separated will not be picked up either. For large items, please call the city office at 355-6252 to make arrangements for pickup, and your cooperation is appreciated. This upcoming week for the Lincoln School District, on Monday the 9th, there's high school baseball at Elkhart at 4 o'clock. High school softball, also at Elkhart, it begins at 4 o'clock as well. That evening is the Board of Education meeting, and it begins at 6:30. On Tuesday the 10th, there's high school JV boys golf here. It will begin at 3 o'clock. And also there's high school track at Southwestern Heights, and it begins at 4 o'clock. On Thursday the 12th, there's middle school track. It will be here, and it begins at 4 p.m. On Friday the 13th, there's high school baseball. This will be at Wichita Independent at 2 o'clock. And there's also high school softball. This will be at Goodland at 4 o'clock. On Saturday the 14th, there's ACT testing, high school forensics at Cimarron, and the KIA AAA Spring Conference. For the Deerfield School System, on Monday the 9th, there's a Board of Education meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 10th, there's middle school track at Satanta at 3 o'clock. On Thursday, there's high school track at Rolla at 3 p.m. And on Saturday the 14th, there's the ACT test. This upcoming week for the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday the 9th, they'll have a Boot Hill Casino trip, and they will be leaving at 9 o'clock in the morning. Path exercises will be at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 10th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, and chair yoga at 10:30. On Wednesday the 11th, there's coffee at 8, path exercises at 10, 10:45 is Bible study, and at noon is the meal site. And for that day, the menu will be chicken lo mein, egg rolls, and ice cream. On Thursday the 12th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, and chair yoga at 10:30. On Friday, there's coffee at 8 again, path exercises at 10, 1 o'clock is bridge, and at 1:30 they have a program called Fantastic 40s. Remember to mark your calendar for May 26th for the Lincoln Run Drive Fly event. They will be having air shows, a fun run, car show, all out at the airport that day. Admission is free, and the gates will be opening up at 9 o'clock in the morning. Also, if you are a vendor that is interested in having a vending booth out there, you can come by the library. We have vendor forms that you can pick up and mail back to the committee to get registered for your booth. Get alerts about emergencies and other important community news by signing up for the Kearney County Emergency Alert System. This enables you to receive critical information quickly in a variety of different situations, such as severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, or evacuations of buildings or neighborhoods. You get to choose what alerts you want to receive and how you want to receive them. Some of the avenues for receiving them are by text messaging, mobile phone, home phone, business phone, or email. You can sign up today at www.kearneycountykansas.com. That is www.kearneycountykansas.com. You can also contact Jared Webb at 355-8633 for more information. This upcoming week for the Extension Office on April the 8th, there is Small Way In from 4 to 6 p.m. On Monday the 9th, Small Way In continues at 6 to 7 p.m. There will also be a new 4-H Club meeting at 6 o'clock at the Fair Building. On Tuesday the 10th, there's a Livestock Fair Management Clinic. This will be held at Cimarron. And then on Saturday the 14th, there's 4-H Photography Meeting and a 4-H Take Flight in Scott City. Other activities this week in the community are on Sunday the 8th, there will be a High Plains Country Music Program at 1:30 at the Veterans Memorial Building. On Monday the 9th, there's Kearney County Commissioners Meeting at 8 o'clock. Also that evening, there's a Kearney County Saddle Club meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 10th, there's EMT Management Class at 6 o'clock and Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On Wednesday, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is Way In, and at 8 o'clock is the meeting. Then there will be a Lakin City Council meeting at 6:30 that evening, and also Kearney County Conservation District meeting at 8 o'clock. On Thursday the 12th, there's a Lakin Gun Club at 7 o'clock, Lakin AA meeting at 8. In Deerfield, there will be a Deerfield Recreation Commission meeting at 7 o'clock. The USDA's Farm Service Agency, or FSA, offers disaster assistance and low-interest loan programs to assist agricultural producers in their recovery efforts following wildfires or other qualifying natural disasters. Available programs and loans include Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP. This provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occur due to natural disasters, including excessive wind and qualifying drought. It includes native grass for grazing. Eligible producers must have purchased NAP coverage for 2018 crops. A notice of loss must be filed the earlier of 15 days of the occurrence of the disaster or when losses become apparent, or 15 days of the final harvest date. Another program is a livestock indemnity program called LIP. This offers payments to eligible producers for livestock death losses in excess of normal mortality due to adverse weather. Eligible losses may include those determined by FSA to have been caused by wildfires, hurricanes, floods, blizzards, tropical storms, tornadoes, lightning, extreme heat, and extreme cold. Producers will be required to provide verifiable documentation of death losses resulted from an eligible adverse weather event and must submit a notice of loss to their local FSA office within 30 calendar days of when the loss of livestock is apparent. Another program is the Tree Assistance Program, or TAP. This provides assistance to eligible orchardists and nursery tree growers for qualifying tree, shrub, and vine losses due to natural disasters, including excessive wind and qualifying drought. Another program is the Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, or ELAP. This program provides emergency relief for losses due to feed or water shortages, disease, adverse weather, or other conditions which are not adequately addressed by other disaster programs. ELAP covers physically damaged or destroyed livestock feed that was purchased or mechanically harvested forage or feedstuffs intended for use as feed for the producer's eligible livestock. In order to be considered eligible, harvested forage must be baled. Forage that is only cut, raked, or windrowed is not eligible. ELAP also covers up to 150 lost grazing days in instances when a producer has been forced to remove livestock from a grazing pasture due to a wildfire. And for beekeepers, ELAP covers beehive losses, which is the physical structure, in instances where the hive has been destroyed by a natural disaster, including flooding, high winds, and tornadoes. Producers must submit a notice of loss to their local FSA office within 30 calendar days of when the loss is apparent. Another program is the Emergency Loan Program. This is available to producers with agricultural operations located in a county under a primary or contiguous presidential or secretarial disaster designation. These low-interest loans help producers recover from production and physical losses. Another program is the Emergency Conservation Program, or ECP. This provides emergency funding for farmers and ranchers to rehabilitate land severely damaged by natural disasters, and includes fence loss. And the last program is HayNet. This is an internet-based hay and grazing net ad service allowing farmers and ranchers to share need hay ads and have hay ads online. Farmers also can use another feature to post advertisements for grazing land, specifically ads announcing the availability of grazing land or ads requesting a need for land to graze. This is at www.fsa.usda.gov/haynet. For more information about these programs, you can also visit www.fsa.usda.gov/disaster, or you can contact your local FSA office. That's going to do it for us this week. We hope everybody out there enjoys the upcoming week visiting with their family and friends.
For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.